In the black box, we have a video that is called Garden of a Former House Turned Museum, the work that titles our show. And it's a kind of meta musical in six parts where through a sung expository text, the narrator of the video is basically communicating with a deceased author and wanting to find like a common ground with this author that she's become obsessed with and is trying to like live as this author by visiting her hometown of Rio de Janeiro and just rereading her works over and over and talking about devouring the pages of the book. So this very obsessive engagement with text, but also text that talks a lot about material processes of making art, which is one of the reasons why we were interested in engaging with Clarice Lispector's oeuvre.
The sculptural installation that creates a context around the video refers to elements in the video, in the text, in the music, and also shows props that were used in the making of the video. So a lot of the sculptures that you will see, either those silver sculptures, but also the rubber, kind of more expensive kind of sculptures, you can see in different segments of, or different songs of the musical in the video used by the actors. They refer to the text in like kind of more or less obvious or more subtle ways. Generally, like we've talked about the installation perhaps like as a way to show the expression of the embodiment of being an artist, or the references to the body that is in the text of the music. Also because one of the two main characters of the quote-unquote dialogue, which is really a monologue, the deceased author, well, you know, it's a dead person, so some of the props kind of suggest an ossuary a bit. So there's the reference to death that was really important. Also the reference to architecture, and the relationship between architecture and nature, when the libretto, the text talks about living in Rio. So there's that, also this reference to that, but also the kind of like the fashion or the kind of like colors and just, you know, ornaments around Carnival, like this idea of living in Rio and like what's being worn there in this context. So yeah, many references that are pulled like from the text and from those ideas that are talked about in the text.
Yeah, both in the sculptures and in a lot of the costuming, there's elements, textiles, beads, different embellishments that we brought back from Rio that were purchased at shops that cater to the costuming for Carnival. So we really wanted to work that into the like visual language of the work, because, you know, in writing this work about engaging with Clarice Lispector, the deceased author, her work is so rooted in being in Rio and then not being in Rio and wanting to return to Rio. And, you know, as many people who visit that city, we've been obsessed with wanting to return to Rio since our residency there. So being able to bring back this material from there and then have it articulated in the video and in the sculptures is you know, kind of a way to use material to cross space and place.
As for the colors, again, this is also like being pulled from the scenography of the video. So as a way to distinguish the songs, like we kind of chose a palette of colors to really kind of illustrate the breaks between the different songs of the song cycle that made them, that makes them musical. And we mostly played with primaries and secondaries, so you know, yellow, green, blue, red, orange, etc. And so basically, we pulled from that palette to paint the walls, kind of like create zones to install our sculpture work and prop work in the gallery.
Since our work, our video work and our photo work, we see it very much as performance that's done for a camera. We're really interested in having our installations have this situation of a theatrical setting where either it refers to actual set design or might refer to a backstage area where you have props and costumes laid out. And I think with this work, we've kind of blended these two ideas of the like props and costuming like laid out to be used by the performers, but also the kind of codes of a theatrical set. So with the walls painted with these angles referring to curtains and you know, et cetera. We are very into pulling these kind of aesthetic and narrative cues from theater, from performance, from early cinema, from any kind of live work. There's just so much to mine there that is really exciting for us.